好高兴再次跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm so happy again to share God's word with you again.
今天的主题是小的他复活的大能。
The theme today is to know the power of his resurrection.
小的跟听到甚至于跟经历到是有不同的。
To know is different from to heard of or experienced.
我们大部分的人都是听到了复活的事情。
And I think most of us just heard that about the resurrection.
那有一些人他在他的属灵的生命中经历了复活的大能。
And for some minority, they might experience the power of resurrection in their life.
但不是好多人去晓得复活的大能。
But not many people who know the power of resurrection.
那在我们一般人的观念里面呢，我们会觉得经历是最重要的。
And to most of us, a common sense, to experience is the most important.
那经历那个印象会更深了。
And to experience, we will get a deeper impressions.
但经历的时候不一定晓得。
But when even you experience it, you might not really know it.
晓得会带来一个结果，就是能够与他一同受苦。
To know it, 与
基督一同受苦。
To know it, you will lead to and suffering with God together.
是会产生一个长远的。一个结果，甚至可以效法他的死。
And you have a long-term impact, so that you'll be like him in his sufferings.
我在说，经历耶稣的复活已经是很难的。
I'll say again, to experience the power of resurrection is already very difficult.
这个会 build up, 会帮助我们能够有更大的信心。
You'll help us to build up with more faith.
但是呢，晓得复活的大能
，But to know the power of resurrection，
却让我们能够真的活出那种复活的能力出来。
Will help us to live up the power of resurrection。
那我举个例子
，Let me make an example。
当耶稣复活之后
，After Jesus resurrection，
他向门徒显现
，He reveals himself to his disciples。
他进到那个房子里面。
He came into the house，
把手把肋旁显给他们看。
He showed his hand, his sides, ribs, and to the disciples。
所以每个人都看到耶稣基督的复活。
And everyone saw Jesus is alive again。
但是呢，你会发觉这个经验，这个看见。其实没有对门徒有好大的影响。
But you know that this seeing and this experience didn't create a big influence on the disciples.
甚至我们没有看见一种兴奋之情。
And we didn't see any excitement there.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为后来呢，从这个约翰福音二十一章呢，我们就看到，他们这个彼得说我打鱼去了。
And from the book of John and 21st, we saw that Peter went to fishing again.
然后门徒也跟着说好，我们就打鱼去了。
And the disciples say, let's go fish.
所以你看见那个复活的看见经验，其实没有带给他们一种兴奋之情，一种更好的一种属灵的生命。
And they saw this fact of resurrection really didn't bring them excitement in their life.
他们还是很现实的，吃还是最重要。
And to them, you know, back to the realities, eating is still more important.
所以他们就打鱼。
So they went fishing.
当然，主耶稣有他的怜悯。
But Jesus has his mercy.
那在就在那个时候
，And at that time,
主耶稣又再次向他们显现了。
In that time, Jesus revealed himself again.
然后呢，这次的显现呢，是特别来关心他们吃的问题。
And this time, really, this reveals really care about their eatings.
因为那次呢，虽然他们去打鱼，但是打不到。
Because at that time when they went fishing, they didn't got caught anything.
This is our life experience.
This is our, you know, usual experience. Do you think that if you just try hard, you will get it?
我们都以为我们从小我们爸爸妈妈就教我们读书要努力啊。
And when we, since we were young, our parents taught us to, you know, study really hard.
做工要努力啊。
And you work, you have to work really hard.
生活要努力啊。
And you live, you have to live very hard.
但是我们却发现有时候努力也不成。
And but in a lot of time, we find that even hard work does not mean you will pay off.
所以呢，他使他们去打鱼去了，却一无所成。
Even if they went fishing, they caught nothing.
就在那个时候，耶稣再一次显现。
And that time, Jesus revealed himself again.
叫他们再打鱼。
And they asked them to go fish.
那时他就经验到那个复活的那个主的能力。
And then they experienced the power of the resurrection.
他们就去打鱼了。
And they went fishing.
结果打得好多。
Because they caught a lot.
圣经形容, 甚至拉不上来。
And the scripture even said they cannot even pull their net up.
这个是好多啊, 拉不上来。
That means there's a lot.
然后呢, 他们还算, 还算。
And they were counting.
有153条。
253 fishes. Yes, very accurate. I thought that they must be very happy. When you're happy, you start to count.
好像我第一次发薪水的时候，以前不是开支票了，开这个cash就算了。 好像好多餐馆的老板也许都是这样的。
Yes, that's like when I have my first salary and or like some of the restaurant owner, they, you know, they like to count.
有没有餐馆的老板有没有回去数钱的那种乐趣啊？
And then for the restaurant owner, you might have the joy of counting your earnings. 153 fishes.
那耶稣特别在这个时候向他显现。
And Jesus revealed to them at this moment. But it's not a common appearance. And this is a reveal to build up their faith so that they understand the power of resurrection.
是让他们晓得这位复活的主
And Jesus let them know this resurrected Lord is also a Lord of providers. This is important. Not only let them catch caught a lot of fish. And Jesus asked them to give him to take some of the fishes. And Jesus prepared the charcoals and the wood. And then cooked the fish for them. Jesus is not only a Lord of providers. A resurrected God and provide their needs. And then also prepare for them. And this is really important. Our God is a God who provides.
Prepared.
When Abraham was offering Isaac, he was learning this lesson. God will provide in the hill of our Lord.
这个预备就是晓得,
this prepare is to know.
你有没有晓得那位复活的主也是位预备的主?
Do you know that the Lord of Resurrection also a Lord of Providence?
这个是看到将来的,
and this lets you see the future.
这个好重要,
this is important.
假如你看不到那个预备了,
if you don't see that God prepared,
你不相信耶稣基督是那位预备的主,
if you don't believe that Jesus will prepare for you,
那你就在你的人生里面, 你要花好多时间去做预备的工作。
Then you need to do a lot of preparation for your own life.
Right?
When you prepare, you always thought you fall short of it.
很少人说我预备够了。
Very few moments you said, I'm well prepared.
今天好多人说我没有时间。
And often you would say, I don't have enough time.
因为他们花好多时间去预备一个安全的人生。
Because they spend a lot of time to prepare for a safe life, a future.
预备一个安全的生活。
To prepare of a safe living.
主耶稣不单是复活的主，我们要晓得他是为预备的。Jesus
is not only a Lord of resurrection, but he's a Lord of preparation and providence.
当我们相信他是预备的时候，
when we believe that he will prepare,
也等于我们接受他没有预备的时候。
And that also means that we will accept when he did not prepare.
大家明白这个意思吗？
I know if you understand this.
当我们相信他是预备的主,
if we believe he's a Lord, he will prepare.
而当他没有预备的时候,
when he didn't prepare, it seems like he didn't prepare for us. And there must be a reason.
那不是个偶然的事情,
this is not just a coincidence.
这个好重要,
and this is really
critical. 所以我们一生好的人都是花时间去预备,
and often in our life, we spend a lot of time to prepare.
是追寻那
and to chase after the things that God didn't provide.
人生就是这样过去,
and our life will be over.
神是预备的,
and God is a Lord of preparation and providence. Unless you know it, and if you believe that, then you will provide, then you understand, then you will give you strength to move forward.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不单听到复活的事情，
brother and sister, not only that we will heard about the story of resurrection,
我们不单用信心去经历那复活的大能，
not only that we will you have faith to experience the power of resurrection,
我们是用心去了解 那复活的大能对我的生活的意义在哪里？
We need to use our heart to experience the power of resurrection and how it impacts our lives.
弟兄姐妹，这才是叫信仰。
And brothers and sisters, this is called the real faith.
好，今天呢，我主要呢是透过拉萨路的那个故事来解释什么人可以晓得那复活的。
Today I will use the story of Lazarus to tell you, you know, who will be, know the power of resurrection. Everyone will know. This is important.
你知道世界上好多的知识都是属于某一些人的，因为某一些人才有资格、才有智慧去了解那些事情。
We know that in this world there are some sort of knowledge that only a certain set of people will understand.
但是呢，复活的大能，上帝的恩典，神不偏待人。
But the power of restoration and His grace to us is common to all of us.
每个人
give to all of us, everyone.
假如我们愿意，
if we are willing,
我们都可以晓得复活的大能。
We will know the power of resurrections.
这个是好重要的一件事情。
This is a really important thing.
但是呢，必须根据我们的态度。
But this has to base on our attitude.
态度好重要。Attitude
is important.
所以今天呢，我是想跟大家思想那个什么人可以晓得呢？是从态度的，我们的态度那个角度来思想。Today
we're going to ponder on and from the angle of. Attitude, so that we know that who will know the power of resurrection.
在刚才读约翰福音十一章那里是讲到一个家庭，有三个人叫马大、玛利亚、拉撒路。And
we just read in the book of John, chapter 11, we know a family of, you know, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他们三个人是属于。 他们听过复活，你看圣经就知道，他们一早都听到复活，他们也经验过复活，因为也是那个拉撒路正是从死里复活了，而且他们是晓得复活的那些人。
This family, actually, they heard about the resurrection and they experienced it and actually they know about it.
怎么人可以呢? 他们, 这三个人有什么特别呢?
What is the difference of these three persons?
这三个人有一个好特别的地方呢, 就是他们的家是向耶稣开放的。
And this family is special because their family is open for Jesus.
每次耶稣经过那个地方, 都住在这三个, 兄弟姐妹的家里, 他接待耶稣在他的家里。
When Jesus you know passed by this village, they really opened their houses and provide hospitality to Jesus.
我不晓得你们家里有没有 open 啊, 常常开放, 接受一些传道人的经过的人,
I don't know if your family actually open up your house for the missionaries.
这个就表示他放弃了私人的时间了。
That means that you sacrifice your personal time. Because you have an extra person in the house, it's not very convenient. Unless you really love them. Unless you have a special relationship with them. Then you hope that every time they will come to your house. Because you can open up yourself and talk everything with them.
所以当他们打开自己的家接待耶稣的时候, 表示他们有一个好密切的, 好美好的关系。
So when this family opened up their house to Jesus, that means that they have a very intimate relationship and very wonderful relationship. So who will understand, we will know the power of resurrection?
在他离开世界之前, 在他复活之前, 已经有个好长的时间来建立一种彼此, 接纳, 彼此相爱的关系。
It is the people that who have a relationship with Jesus and learn how to accept each other before Jesus left this world.
事实上在圣经里面都是这样记载的。
And the scripture actually told us about this.
圣经里面记载, 那两个姐妹马大玛利亚打发人告诉耶稣说你所爱的人病了。
And in the scripture it says Martha and Mary they sent people to Jesus and said and told Jesus that the one that you loved is sick.
我不晓得你所爱的人病了这句话是马大玛利亚写在那个录写在那个或者说写张纸条叫那个人传出去啊。 还是那个传的人自己的一个话语。
We don't know whether that to say that the one who loves is sick. This statement is written on a paper from Martha and Mary, or it's actually the word from the messengers.
不过无论怎么样，都是说出一件事情，就是这个家庭是耶稣基督所爱的。
But regardless what it is, but it will show that this family is what Jesus really loved.
他们有个爱的关系。
They have a loving relationship.
事实上耶稣也是这样，圣经也是这样说，这家人素来都是耶稣所爱的。
And that's why the scripture says this family is loved by Jesus.
这个是一种很, 美好的关系。
This is a wonderful relationship.
唯有你信任 有一个亲密的一种交往，我们才会晓得。
Unless you have an intimate relationship and acquaintance, and then we will know.
这个是你看到圣经的里面好多这样的记载，还有那个玛利亚，圣经是这样说，玛利亚就是用膏油来摸耶稣的脚，用膏耶稣的脚。 来用头发擦干的那一位，你看圣经就看到了。
You can see on the scripture that this kind of event happened a couple of times, and you can actually saw that. And Mary actually poured the perfumes onto Jesus' feet and used her hair to dry his feet.
然后我特别挑选了十一节给大家念，你看的念的时候你就记得了。
I'll pick verse 11 for us to read, and after you read it, you understand.
为什么我特别挑十一节出来练呢?
You know why I picked this 11 verse?
因为在那里耶稣说, 我们的朋友拉撒路睡了。
And scripture say,
我们的朋友
our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.
你知道在圣经里面有那几位是被称得上是神的朋友呢？
Do you know how many persons actually will be called a friend of God and friend of Jesus?
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham is a friend of God.
在雅各书里面说的。
Yeah, in the book of James.
还有呢？
And
摩西是神的朋友。
And Moses is a friend of God.
然后就是拉撒路。
And then Lazarus.
哎，好奇怪，拉撒路好像没有摩西跟亚伯拉罕那么高的那种地位。
It seems like Lazarus does not have the status of, you know, Moses and Abraham.
但是他们拉撒路被耶稣说我们的朋友，不是拉撒路说我的朋友耶稣，有点分别的。
But Jesus actually came that Lazarus is my friend. It's not the other way.
那个假如总统跟我们说我的朋友劳伯祥，跟说我的朋友 Donald Trump 是有点不同的。
If the U.S. president said, Pastor Low, you are my friend, it's really different from I call him my friend.
他们有个很好密切的关系。
And they have very intimate relationship.
所以你从这种种呢，都看见晓得他们晓得复活的道。
From all these things, we know that they understand the power of resurrection.
是跟他平常的关系很有关系。
It's through their normal relationships.
所以弟兄姐妹，你不单来到教会里面有个崇拜，有个唱诗，有个祷告。你是在崇拜里面透过唱诗透过祷告透过听道理的回应跟上帝建立一个朋友的关系。
You don't just praise and sing in the worship, but you through the praising and prayer in the worship, then you build up a relationship like a friend with God.
这个关系好重要啊。
This relationship is very important.
这个关系啦，建立好的关系啦，无论什么环境啊，你都不会有问题啦。
If you have a good relationship, then you won't have any problem.
我是广东人啊，广东人有一句话，讲到最好的朋友呢，是打风都打唔甩嘅。
And I'm a Cantonese.
打风都打唔甩嘅。
And there's a Cantonese saying that you will not even be separated.You know, even if for my typhoon.
有没有广东人在这里？啊，有几位啊？你明白什么叫打风都打不了
？So even if the storm comes, you will not be separated.
就是大风来了，都不会把你们拆散的。
Even if the storm comes, you won't separate you.
你知道吗？马大玛利亚这个时候就遇到大风了。
Do you understand that this time Martha and Mary experienced a storm?
你知道你所爱的人病了这句话本身是有问题的。
You know this sentence, the one you love is sick. This sentence has a problem.
耶稣你不是叫那些瞎眼的人能够看见，你不是叫那个瘸腿的人能够行走，你不是叫那个死人复活吗？
Jesus, didn't you say that you heal the sick and ask the crippled to walk and ask the dead to live again?
你能够这样做，但是我们是你的朋友啊，你所爱的人啊，我们的弟弟为什么会重病？重病啊！
You can do this, but we are your friend, and then we have your love.The loved one is sick, and why? How come he's still seriously sick?
是不是？假如是朋友的话，这个朋友真是不够朋友啊。
So seems like it's not a very good friendship at all.
为什么会这样啊？
But why?
我们是朋友啊。
And we are friends.
神啊，我相信你的。
God, I believe in you.
我每个星期都在主爱之家聚会的。
And every week I worship.
我也奉献十分一的。
I make my offerings.
为什么我遇到这些事情
？But why I will still have this happen to me?
那些没有信你的人都不会遇到。
And those who didn't believe in you, they
didn't experience. 为什么我会遇到
？But why me?
就是风啊，大风啊。很多时候啊，你没有一种关系啊，这种大风一来就打了折了。
So if you don't have,
yeah,
if you don't have this kind of relationship, when the thunderstorm comes, you will be separated.
除非你平常有一个密切的一种关系。
Unless in your normal time you have a intimate relationship.
其实他们不单遇到病重啊。
Not only they have this.
更糟糕的一件事情是什么？
Not only the serious sickness.
圣经这样记载的。
But there's a more serious.
当耶稣听到这个消息之后。
When Jesus heard about this news,
第六节
and verse 6,
竟然在所居住的地方等了两天
still,
这两天就不可饶恕、啊、
He still stayed where he was two more days and it seems like it is unforgivable.
你说病我可以大家都病
He said when we're sick, yes, okay, we all become sick.
但为什么要等了两天
But why do you still have to wait for two more days? But why?
有什么原因
你说
什么原因？你是朋友吗
？Are you a friend？
没有原因。
But that's no reason。
但是最难得的地方就是他们没有放弃，他们还去找耶稣。
The most important things here, they didn't give up. They still seek Jesus.
当耶稣等了两天再来的时候。
After two more days, and when Jesus came,
人之常情啊，都有点气啊，没有气是不诚实的。
The family actually feel kind of angered, but it's like a normal emotions.
是不是啊？不约而同，马大、玛利亚不约而同都讲同一句话。
Coincidentally, Martha and Mary said the same thing.
假如你早在街里，我的兄弟就不死了。是不是啊
Well, my brothers will not be dead if you are here earlier.
啊，这是正常的。
And this is, seems like normal.
其实连这句话都不讲，也不算是朋友。
If you didn't, if you don't say these two words, and you're not, you know, true enough.
难得的就是，虽然他们有气，但是他们没有丢气。
But what is?
是不是啊
Yeah, what is worthy is they have anger, but they didn't give up.
为什么呢
？But why？
因为他们有一个关系在那。
Because they have a relationship。
这种关系让他们坚持下去，坚持下去，坚持下去，直到有一天他们明白，哦，这是为上帝的荣耀，也是为他们的一种宝贵的经验。
And this kind of, you know, faith.Keep them going so that they'll understand then this for the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹在说，属灵的经验是我们自己跟上帝建立关系。
And our spiritual relationships, with God will help us to build up this relationship more.
我很希望我们有个别的一个属灵的追求。
And encourage everyone you have an individual spiritual pursuit yourself.
旁边没有人的时候
When you are alone.
不来到没有来到教会的时候
And you're not in the church.
我们仍然与神有个别的一种追求亲近的关系
And we will try to pursue a relationship, personal relationship with God.
我常常都觉得这是几十年的光阴几十年的人生的旅程是为了永恒我们与上帝见面的那一个时候来建立的。
And our past decades of lives actually prepare us to for the meeting of God in the future.
我从来都不会猜想将来是怎么样的，因为那是超过人所能够了解。
I never guess how it looks like in the future because it's beyond our imagination.
假如你对一个妈妈肚子里面的那个胚胎来说，将来的世界的话，他不会明白的。
So if you talk to an embryo, you know, in a mother's womb, you know, about the world with baby won't understand.
要告诉他的太阳，告诉他月亮，他完全没有这个 concept。
The embryo won't understand what you mean by color and the sun and the moon.
我也不会猜想将来怎么样。
And I won't guess about the future.
我只是相信他的应许。
But I will believe his promise.
他去为我们预备地方。
He go there and to prepare those rooms.
不过我愿意在这短短的人生里面， 尽我能够所理解的那一个范围里面，我去认识，我去晓得他的大能。
And I willing want to know him and understand his power through this just short life of mine.
好，第一种，什么人能够晓得复活的大能呢？有爱的人，有关系的人。
So the point number one is who will know the power of resurrection is the one with love and have a relationship.
让他们在许多的困难中不明白的事情里面仍然不放弃。
So but even they don't understand and in the circumstances, they won't give up.
好，第二种人。
The second type of person, people.
你知道在马大玛利亚他们所教育的事情呢？他是他们愿意接受一种情况，就是最后那个拉撒路还是死了，甚至按照 马大所说的，他的身体四天呢都会臭了。
Actually, Martha and Mary they accept the fact that you know their brother will be dead, and after 4 days they will be rotten.
就是一个情况呢，已经坏到极点了。
And the situation is the worst.
是不是啊？不单病重
，not only seriously sick，
而且死了
，and then dead，
而且臭了
，and then have a bad odor。
这个是很难接受的一种情况。
This is a situation that's very hard to accept.
你知道吗？我们在我们的人生里面，我们绝对不会让我们的人生去到这个极点。
And in our life, we won't let our life to you know, come to this kind of extreme.
是不是啊？我们总是保护自己，安排所有的，让我们不要到一个很坏的情况。
Since we will try to protect, to try our best to prevent us to come to that kind of dead end.
我们都会尽我们所能的，把自己放在一个不败之地。
So we always try our best to put us in a situation that we won't defeat us.
这个我们都人生的习惯就是这样的。
This is our, you know, habit.
在那个一个香港的影片呢，很旧很旧的影片啊，这个叫《英雄本事》。
And there's a very old Hong Kong film.
这个我听回来的。
I just heard about it.
他说那个周润发他讲了一句话。
And then this actor 周润发 said.
他发誓。
And he swear.
从今以后不让任何个人用手指着我的头，用手枪指着我的头的。
He swear that I won't let anyone use a gun to point to my head.
我有没有讲错？我是套用别人讲的。Yeah. 不让任何个人用枪指着我的头的。
And he swear he won't let anyone use a gun to point to his head.
我们的人生都有一种想法，我的人生绝对不会让我站在一个危险的地方的。
We always have this kind of thinking. I won't let myself to be standing on such a dangerous area, place.
是不是啊？我们教会有时候开同工会，有时候都会有这种想法的。
Sometimes when we have a deacon meeting, we have this kind of thinking.
我们的责任就是把教会放在最好的那个位置上。
And what we think that we want to put our church in the best situation. And this is our responsibility.
最安全的一种情况。
The safest circumstances.
最完美的一个情况。
And the perfect situation.
这是我们做执事啊，做同工的一个很自然的一种倾向。
And this is a tendency for us who are deacons or our co-workers.
在人生里面，这些都是一种负责任的态度。
And this is a very responsible attitude.
所以我们都很有办法。
And seems like we have, you know, all the ways to do it.
所以我们好多时候讲信心，我们根本用不着信心。
Even though we talk about faith, but we don't need faith.
因为我们都安排好了。
Because we have arranged and prepared everything.
是不是？所以我们从来不会让自己有可能去到重病了、死了、臭了那个地步。
And we won't let ourselves to come to this stage of sick and dead and become rotten.
但是呢，假如你没有去到那个地步了，你就没有办法来经验到上帝在你最困难的时候、最糟糕的时候，甚至没办法的时候，来彰显他的复活的大能。
But you didn't reach this stage, you will never experience God's powers and grace. to experience the power of resurrection.
那你的晓得就不够,
and then your knowing is not enough.
不够深度,
it's not deep enough.
神所做得到的,
whatever God can do, you can do it too.
你不会特别来经验到上帝的工作。
You will not try to experience God.
教会有没有这种想法,我不晓得,不过啦,假如有些教会是这样的,他到每一年的年底啦,是全部把他们的存款都捐到了些福音的机构上里面去。
I don't know if this, your church are doing this, but I know that some church, they actually, at the end of the year, they kind of donate all their, you know, monies to the other places.
我觉得假如每个教会都懂得这样做了，福音机构就不会叫救命了。
And if every church can do this, I think some of the
很困难。
Yeah, then
我发现好多的钱都放在那个教会的财政那个银行的account里面了。
I found that many churches actually put their money in the bank accounts of the church.
为什么会这样呢？
And why do you know why it is?
因为我们想要把自己放在不败之地。
Because we want to put ourselves in a safe and undefeated situation.
我绝对不可以有赤字出现的。
I will not let the, you know, the red letters come.
就好像那个周润发讲，我绝对不让那个枪对着我的头脑的。
Just like Chou Yun-fat say, I won't let people use a gun to point to my head.
假如我们常常都这样想的话，怎么需要去经历那复活的大能呢？
If we always keep doing this, and how can we experience the power of resurrection?
假如我们要奉献自己呢?
But if we want to offer ourselves,
我以前读神学的那个院长有一个要求,
and the president of the ministry told me,
你就不要奉献,
no, well, either you don't offer.
假如你奉献，你要做传道人，你要侍奉主，你就要辞退你的工作，不要再做你的工作。
But if you want to offer yourself to be a minister, then you have to resign for your work.
全心全意来学习，装备自己，做个好的传道人。
Then you have to give up everything and just to focus on how to become a good minister.
我觉得是好合理的。
I think it's really reasonable.
这是侍奉上帝的工作。
This is a job of serving God.
你还抓住自己的钱，抓住自己的那种那个立足之地啊。
But you still grab the money and then your safety.
我很感恩，因为我是经历过这些。
I thank God because I have experienced all this.
我进到神学的时候一无所有。
I have nothing when I come to the seminary.
我不过我的院长很好，你走到这一步了，神学院全部来帮助你，供应你一切的需要。
The head of the ministry is really grateful because they provide all the need.
你住都不用租金。
You don't need to pay rent.
你的吃的不用散费,
you don't have to pay for meals.
也不用给学费,
and you no tuition too.
不后来我毕业之后我就才知道是要给散费的, 吃的要给,
but after
我不知道,
I,
我就没给了。
But after I graduated,
他也没有追我,
yeah, we need to pay, we need to pay for meal, but, and I found out actually, but the seminary didn't ask for it.
大家都凭信心来走过这段路了。
Be able, every people, you know, walk through this with faith.
所以我从神学的阶段里面呢，就已经慢慢逐步逐步来训练我，来过信心的生活了。
Through my seminary training, it helped us to, you know, experience this kind of life.
我们在神学院里面呢，礼拜一到礼拜五是不用花钱都可以。
We don't have to spend any money from Monday to Friday in the seminary.
你踏出那个神学院，你就要凭信心了。
When you step out with the seminary, you need to live by faith.
这是上帝的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
因为你把自己放在那个情况里面呢，你就不断的经历上帝那复活的大能。If
you put yourself in that situation, you will continue to experience the power of the resurrection.
那想起来，1969年到现在呀，多少年了？好多年了。
There was quite some time from 1969.
所以现在我们每个月要几十万啊，我都面不改容啊。
And now we need about a couple hundreds of thousand dollars every month. I'm not worrying about it.
每个月啊，一个月过了，下个月又来了。
So every month this need comes.
面不改容。
And I won't feel things right now.
最近还做了一件很特别的事情。
And I recently did something special.
我们把Chinatown 那个楼卖掉了。
We sold our buildings in Chinatown.
完了大部分的 mortgage.
And we pay off a lot of mortgage.
好多没有 pay 完，还有 mortgage.
It's not finished yet, but it's you know.
我特别是留下了两百多万，特别留下来。
And I kept about $2 million.
那本来呢，留下来了，最少我有两年的时间，不用担心那几十万每个月、
啊。So that I can be worry free for the next 2 years.
可以吐一口气了。
So I can take a breath.
不，我绝对不会这样做。
But actually, I won't do this.
因为吐完就吐气了，将来就站不起来了。
But if I keep my breath here, then I won't be able to stand up again.
所以呢，我这两百万呢、啊，两百多万呢、啊。我准备了下个礼拜 就 closing 了，我们买了块地3000次在 Flushing， 好小的地3000。
But I use this $2 million to purchase another piece of land which is 3000。
算便宜的了，在 Flushing。
2.8，
我就把所有的钱都用出去，每个月还是要几十万，不止啊，不止啊，这个更难的路。
So I use up this money and every month I still have to pay。A couple hundred thousand dollars for the mortgage.
那个地方了，因为我们卖到 Chinatown 了，我们的施工还是继续的。
Even we sold the buildings in Chinatown, but our ministry is still continuing.
我们那个 Flushing 呢，是等于重建了 Chinatown 的那个楼。
And the building in Flushing actually is rebuilding for our Chinatown's work.
继续我们的工作。
So that we can continue with our work.
那里可以盖五层楼。
And in Flushing, we can build a 5-story building.
不过啦，我奇怪，我没有留下了两百多万在那。
And to my surprise, also, I didn't keep that $2 million.
因为有两个原因。
Yeah, because there are two reasons.
一个原因就是我知道神是预备的神。
Because I know that God is a God of providence.
另外一个原因呢
？Another reason.
就是我不敢把两百多万藏在地里。这是又饿又懒的仆人。
Yeah, I do not dare to bury that $2 million in the ground.
因为我知道了钱两年真的很快就没有。
We know that you know the money will be gone easily in 2 years.
但是呢，我这样投资呢，最少我每个月将来啊盖好之后，每个月最少可以省了17000块的租金。我们不用租那个福音广场的地，一个部分的地方。
So with this investment, I think so. Every month in the future, I will save about $17,000.
还有大概7个单位 unit 在楼上是可以住人的，可以继续来发展生意。
And then we have 7 units upstairs for residents, and then we can further develop.
这个为什么会这样呢
？And why do this will happen?
其实好多年我都把自己放在一个没有神。我不能够活的那种境况里。
Because I put myself in the situation that without God I cannot live.
所以我一直都经历上帝的供应。
And because of this, I keep on experience God's providence.
我能够走的路就会远一点。
And I can walk even further.
我希望弟兄姐妹容让上帝在你的生命中做一些在你看来好像是真的没有办法通过的那种情况。
Brother and sister, I want to ask you to let God to work through your situation when you in a state that you cannot live through it.
这个跟第一点有点关系。你对他有信任，你对他有好的关系，你就能够在走阶段的路。
It is kind of like the first point when you have relied on Him and you have good relationship, then you can continue.
好，第三方面。
And then the third point.
第三方面呢，就是什么人可以晓得复活的大能呢
？And who will understand and know about the power of resurrection?
在这圣经里面的后面，耶稣讲了两个吩咐。
At the end of the scripture, Jesus mentioned about two commands.
就是第一个吩咐就是拉撒路出来。
The first command is Lazarus, come out.
记得吧？拉撒路出来。
Lazarus, come out.
然后第二个吩咐。就解开，叫他走。
And the second command is unwrapped him and ask him to walk.
什么人能够晓得复活的大能呢
who will know the power of resurrection.
对所听到的吩咐有回应。
It's the one who responds to what they have heard.
我不晓得你们习不习惯回应。
I don't know if you'd like to respond.
回应好重要的。
To respond.
回应好重要的。
It's very
有些 你不要以为这个好简单啊。
Do not think this is simple.
很多人每次坐在这个崇拜里面呢，都把门关掉，不愿意回应的。
A lot of people, even they in the worship, they close up their heart. They don't want to respond. It is kind of like a habit.
在这里坐一个多两个小时，然后就走了。
And they sit in the worship for one or two hours.
没有想过要回应。
They never thought of responding to God.
所以也没有办法去经验神的能力在你的生命中。
And they won't have the experience with God, the experience in God.
好，我们看看那个拿撒路。
Now we look back at Lazarus.
那时候已经死了。
Lazarus is dead.
那然后耶稣说：“拉撒路，出来。
”And Jesus said, "Lazarus came out."
这个带着能力的。
And this come with
power. 带着权柄的。
With authority.
结果呢，拉撒路就活了。
And Lazarus live again.
那出来好困难。
But it's hard to come out.
活是上帝的工，也是耶稣的工作。
And Jesus actually give him life
again. 出来好困难。
But it's difficult to just come out.
为什么呢？
Why?
他整个人都绑住了。
Because,
怎么出来？
Because he was, the whole body was wrapped by clothes.
不过呢，他出来了。
But anyway, he came out.
怎么出来的？
And how did he come out?
想想看 他怎么出来的？跳出来。
And actually he jumped out.
跳出来。我想到这个时候，我觉得啊，这个不错，这个态度不错。
And when I thought about this, this is good attitude.
他不是躺在这里，我想啊，那个做不到。
He's not just laying there and say, "Okay, I'm thinking, but I cannot do."
好多人都是这样说，主啊，我想啊，都做不到。
And many people thought the same way, say, "I thought about it, but I cannot do it."
所以今天好多都是活的基督徒，但是躺坐的基督徒。
And nowadays we have so many Christians who live, but they are just laying down.
所以我好心想那个拉撒路，啊。活了。
So I have a lot of respect for Lazarus.
听到出来都出来。
When he heard about the command to come out, he came out.
他没有看自己能不能尽力来做。
He didn't thought about whether he can do it or not.
大概是跳出来。
And he actually jumped out.
大概是可能倒下来了，我是不晓得。
But maybe he fell down, but anyway he came out.
这个很好的态度。
This is a good attitude.
但是呢，耶稣是不让他继续跳的。继续跳就不好了，是不是、啊、
but, ？Yeah, but don't God doesn't want him to just keep on jumping.
你有没有觉得好多基督徒就在跳的
？You know some a lot of Christian days.
有时候就停下来
，sometimes they stop.
有时候跳的好大步
，sometimes jump.
有时候就停下来，是不是、啊、
？Yeah, they.
这不正常的。
And this is abnormal to repeating this.
好多基督徒都大发热心的时候就跳了一步。
When some of the Christians they really have the zeal of you know they
跳了
have a big leap.
又不跳了。
And after that, they stopped it.
又不好。
This is not good.
为什么会跳呢？
Do you know why they will jump?
因为好多事情还在绑住。
Because a lot of things is bothering them.
所以耶稣就说要解开他。
So that's why Jesus said we'll unwrap him.
解开好重要。
So to unwrap him is important.
今天好多基督徒啦，信了耶稣，经验过复活的能力，但是没有解开。
Today's a lot of Christians they experience the power of the resurrection, but they haven't been, you know, been unwrapped yet.
没有解开有两个原因。
There are two reasons for not, you know, being unwrapped.
耶稣说解开叫他走是叫谁的？叫拉撒路吗？不是，叫身边的人。
Actually, when Jesus said, you know, unwrap him, and he's not.Meaning to talk to Lazarus, but talk to the persons around him.
所以这个两个都有原因啊，一个就是拉撒路自己。
The two reasons, one is for Lazarus himself.
他要决定不要跳了，他要去解开。
It's for him to decide whether he want to jump out or not.
让人解开他。
Or let other people to unwrap him.
另外就是弟兄姐妹旁边的门徒要做这个解开的工作。
And second one is the brother and sister around him need to do this.
这就是教会的生活。
And this is a life for church.
我们需要彼此解开。
So we need to unwrap ourselves.
你知道我们在生活上呢，确实要好多布把我们包住。
And in our normal life, there's a lot of linen cloths wrapping us.
我甚至有些是一些过去的传统的观念呢，都会捆着我们。
And a lot of time, this is the tradition, which is kind of like, you know, binding us.
我在一月份的时候，我做了一个七十岁的生日。
And in January, I had my 70 years birthday anniversary. And was arranged by my co-workers.
那然后刚刚我生庆祝生日那一天，是我的儿童村的总监的一个安息礼拜。
The date of my 70 years old birthday anniversary is coincide with the funeral date of the directors at the orphan
retirement.
So in the morning, I attend the funerals.
晚上就庆祝我七十岁的生日。
And at the night, I celebrate my birthdays.
然后呢，就有一位同工，资深的同工。
And then a senior co-worker of mine,
他就跟我说,
and he said to me,
老牧师，我没有想过你会去那个安息礼拜。
Pastor Low, I never thought of you will actually go to the funeral.
我说为什么?
I said, but why?
因为在他的观念里面，这个是有问题的。
And in his concept, then there was something wrong with this.
我觉得我们基督徒不要被这种捆绑。
And I think we Christians should not be constrained by that kind of thoughts.This is kind of somewhat superstition.
另外一次呢，就是我的那个我的孙女啊，我的第二个啊，我的孙女是很快就一百天了。
Also my second granddaughter is you know soon to be a 100 days old.
然后我们就师母就打电话给一位同工。
And my wife actually called.
几个。资深的同工。
They actually called to some of her senior co-workers.
那个同工呢，刚刚她的丈夫离开世界。
And the one of the co-workers, her husband had just passed away.
自然地问师母，你们不介意吗？
And she naturally should ask, "Do you mind?"
你明白我的意思？
Do you understand what?
好多时候，我们基督徒做了基督徒之后，我们还被好多世俗的事情绑。
And often time with Christians, we're still bounded and by a lot of things among us.
我们要解开它。
We need to unwrap them.
我们可以事实上被好多东西所捆绑。
And a lot of time we'll be bounded by a lot of things.
被我们过去的那种亏欠啊，我们做错的事情啊，所捆绑。
A lot of time was bounded.By a lot of things we did wrong before.
好像那个浪子，他回头了。
And just the son who had to come back to his father.
他就对自己说，我不配做你的儿子啊，我只配做个雇工。
And he talked to his father, I'm not worthy to be your son, I will be your servant.
这是来自一种亏欠感。
This is a sense of,
我不配。
You know,a sense of non-worthiness.
这个要解开它，不是神说你配。
This need to be unwrapped.
你仍然是我的儿子。
And God say, you know, you still my son.
我们好多的害怕啊，人生好多的经历，好多的害怕。
In our life, we fear a lot of things.
情感的问题等等。
And I'll use some of the relationship with people.
我们求神帮助我们在教会的生活里面能够去到达这个地步。
We ask God to help us so that we can reach to this stage.
一方面是听到耶稣的吩咐，我们回应去做。
And first is to listen to God's command and we respond and to act.
一方面我们也看到自己的需要。
And the next another aspect is to look into our need.
我们让教会里面的弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
We'll need the brothers and sisters in the church to help us.
来解开我们。
To unwrap us.
让我们每个人都过一个正常的基督徒生活。
So that we can live a normal Christian life.
不是跳的。
Not just jumping.
是走。
It's walk.
是解开。可以走。
It's unwrapped and be able to walk.
自由行走。
and can walk freely.
当你回应，我们不断的回应神的吩咐的时候，
when we respond to God's commands again and again,
我们就晓得复活的大能。
And then we will know the power of resurrection.
三种人，
there are three types of persons.
记得吗？
Do you remember?
跟神有关系的，
and they have relationship with God. Be God's friend.
那个好重要。
And it's important.
第二，
the second one.
容让神把你带到一个你没有办法完全掌握的那种生活。
And let God take you to a situation that you cannot control.
让上帝显出他复活的大能。
And let God reveal His power of resurrection.
三，
the third one.
做一个常常回应那些吩咐的那些人。
Be a Christian to always respond to the commands.
我们在那个过程中，我们晓得复活的大能。
And through the process, we will understand the power of resurrection.
求神帮助我们。
And may our God help us.
进到这个地步去。
And can reach this stage.
不但听到了。
Not only heard about it.
不但奉闻。
Not just you know hear the story.
经历。
But to experience.
不但经历。
And not only experience,
而且晓得那个原因在哪里。
And to know the reasons.
要成为我们生命的祝福。
And becomes a blessing in our lives.
对神的要求，邀请，我们可以做得到。
And accept the invitation from God, and then we can do it.
我们低头。
And let's bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，愿你按着你的应许，来把你的能力来显明在我们的生命中。
Lord, we ask you to reveal yourself in our life because from your promise.
当我们诚心实意的回应你自己的吩咐，
when we respond to your command with honesty,
在我们的信仰的生活中，我们愿意用更多的时间来与你亲近。
In our spiritual life, we would like to be more intimate with you.
当我们愿意开放自己，愿你完全的来引导我们。
When we open ourselves, may you actually guide us.
当我们愿意来聆听而且回应你的吩咐。
When we're willing to listen and respond to your command.
当我们这样做的时候，愿你来教导我们。
When we're willing to do this, may you teach us.
让我们也能够晓得你复活的大能。
So that we will know the truth of resurrection.
垂听我们祷告。
And listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.